Dictation for Samantha Reddington, SamanthaReddington. Samantha Reddington is a date of birth, 8/27/68. Date of accident, 2/27/2022. Date of service, 8/9/2023. Ms. Samantha Reddington is here for a follow-up evaluation. She reported that her pain in the neck is around 5, mid-back pain is 6, lower back pain is 6. However, she does not have radiation of pain to the upper extremities or fingers or lower extremities and toes. She reported that her pain in the shoulder has improved almost 50%, and it is only 4 on a scale of 1 to 10, and she's able to do the abduction of the arm up to 180 degrees without any issue. Recently, she injured her left knee into some equipment at the therapy place, leading to some pain. However, her knee is completely better before that event, and right now it is 6. It is going to get better. It is not related to car accident. Pain level varies from 5 to 6, and she has no headaches or TBI symptoms. She does report 30% to 50% improvement in various categories. ADLs are affected 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. Please review the chart for the ADLs, for system review, for the current pain medication, additional history, substance abuse, as well as compliance history. The physical examination reveals blood pressure of 162/81, pulse is 71, and pulse ox is 98. Rest of the exam is same from previous visit of 7/10/2023, dictation number 0717-020. The patient has been improving. She has been referred to neuropsych evaluation, chiropractic treatment, and she will continue her medication, which is naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Prilosec 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, lidocaine gel 5% for topical pain relief. She is provided with tramadol 50 milligram every 12 hour PR and 50 tablets for further pain relief. Her labs have been reviewed, MAPs have been reviewed, and are found to be in compliance. Physical therapy continues once a week, especially due to the sacroiliitis and focusing on the spine. She remains a light duty job, 7 hour 5 days with 10 pound lifting limit. All the treatment options have been discussed with the patient. Thank you.